Hi, everyone. Wanted to take a few minutes just to comment with regard to some of the things that have been taking place in the coaching system, and I'm looking and I'm reading all the blogs, and the first thing I want to say is that I've been really inspired by what's been posted in the blog. Nancy's been really inspired by what's been posted in the blog, and I know many of you have been inspired by what your colleagues are doing and what your team members are doing with regard to their business and how they're trying so hard to move forward, and some of the stories have just been fantastic. One thing that I want to have all of you guard against, and it's something that I've talked to a few of you about, and it's just a good general rule, and the rule is not to beat yourself up. I know that we're asking you to get out of your comfort zone. We're asking you to do some things that are a little bit difficult, things that you're not necessarily comfortable with. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to realize how far you've come already, because most of you, the ones that I've talked with, are very much aware of your stories now, and that is the first step in the process. I would say 70% of the battle, approximately, is just having the awareness that you're telling a story and having the awareness that it's the story that's preventing you from taking action. Most people don't know that. Most people spend their entire lives spinning stories, and they don't realize what they're doing, and they don't realize that they have the ability within them to control those and move themselves to the next level. So just realizing you're telling a story is a huge victory, so make sure that you applaud yourself for that. Now, if you make a decision to give power to a bad story, let's say that you're out and you really want to do some warm chatter and your gremlin is going and going and going and going and going, and then you end up not warm chattering, that doesn't mean it's time to start beating yourself up. What that means is it's time for you to realize, you know what, today my gremlin got the best of me. It's okay. I can learn from this. I can grow from this. And it's okay, because it is. A lot of you are, you know, you're battling lifelong ways of thinking. And given that, it might take some time to get through this. But what I found in my experience is once I became aware of those stories, then, you know, the stories kept going and going and going and going. And sometimes there was a period of time where I was giving power to my stories, but eventually I got tired of those stories and I started to take action. So my suggestion is that might happen for all of you. But the main reason that we don't want you beating yourself up with all of these things in mind as well is, you know, think about the first call that we had, the kickoff call, about how we start ourselves into a really bad cycle when we beat ourselves up. Now, when you beat yourself up, what does that do? Well, that creates low self-esteem. And low self-esteem creates no action. So you stop taking action on your business. And then when you stop taking action on your business, you feel guilty because you know you're not performing to the level that you're capable of. And what does that cause? Well, it causes you to beat yourself up more, which creates more low self-esteem, which creates less action, which creates more guilt, which causes you to beat yourself up more. And the cycle goes round and round and round and round and round. And what we want you to do is realize that you're on that cycle, and that the cure for that cycle is to take some sort of action to move your business forward. And it doesn't necessarily have to be warm chatter. It can be anything. It could be calling clients that you're comfortable calling, but do something to move yourself forward so you can feel a certain sense of control and feel like you're taking action and you're facilitating change in your business. The other thing that happens, and this might be review for some of you, is it creates when you beat yourself up, it creates a really bad energy about you. And when I say a bad energy, what do I mean by that? Well, if you think about, some of you have probably seen The Secret or heard of the Law of Attraction, and I want to explain it here for those of you that don't know. And what the Law of Attraction talks about is that everything in the universe has a vibration. Everything vibrates. The TV vibrates, the floor. The wall is the wall because of its vibration. A chair is a chair because of its vibration. Water is water because of its vibration. And actually, water is a really good example to use. Now, when you heat water, what happens? Well, it vibrates at a different speed, and then it starts to boil. And then you see steam. Well, water turned into steam, and steam is now something that's vibrating at a different level, and eventually it turns to vapor. And again, all of this happens because the vibration is changing. So the rule is that like vibrations attract like vibrations in the universe. So let me give you an example. If I put a mirror in front of you, and on that mirror I put a drop of water, and then I put another drop of water, And then I put a drop of oil, and then I put another drop of oil, and all of these drops are in really close proximity to each other. What will happen is the oil will come together, and the water will come together eventually. The reason why is because like attracts like. So they're both vibrating at the same frequency, so they will connect to one another. Now, what has the fastest vibration in all of the universe? Well, thought is the answer to that question. Thought has the fastest vibration in all of the universe. So, think about this. If you are projecting out negative thoughts, so you're sending out this negative vibration into the universe. And given that like attracts like in the universe, because that's the law in the universe, what are you attracting back into your life? You're attracting more negative. So that is extremely important. If you think back to times in your life where things were just going bad and it was one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, that one of the reasons that that happened is because you were vibrating at a bad frequency. You're vibrating at a bad speed. So what you want is you want to try to keep yourself in a positive vibration. Now think about this. You've seen this in your life already. How many times have you ever sat with somebody and you've said after you left that meeting that, wow, that person had a really positive vibe? Well, that positive vibe is that person's vibration. So I'm sure that you have felt other people's vibration before. There's also people where you're in the room and they just make you feel bad. You just feel horrible. You know, maybe they're talking about how bad things are in their life over and over and over again. And when you're done hanging out with that person, you're just totally drained. Well, that's because that person has had an impact on your vibration. You know, their negative vibration, you know, impacted you. And now you're vibrating at a low level. So what you want to do is you want to get yourself back into a positive frame of mind. That's why a lot of the exercises you're seeing in the workbook are getting you to think about and write about some of the positive things about your business, some of the positive things that you have to offer in your business, and the positive results that your business can bring for others, because we want to help to impact your vibration. So you're sending a positive vibration out into the universe and attracting more good into your life. Now, for a lot of you, you might be saying, well, you know, how do I monitor every single thought I think? Well, it's not about monitoring every thought you think, and I don't want you to try to monitor every thought that you think, because you'll drive yourself nuts. But what you can do is you can monitor how you feel. And when you start to feel yourself getting into a funk, and you're feeling just kind of blah, that's when you want to start to pay attention to what it is that you're thinking, because it's your thoughts that are creating that sense of blah within you. And when you're feeling great, fantastic. You know, keep it going. Stay focused on the positive. But realize that if you're focused on negative, you're sending out a negative vibration, and all you're doing is attracting more negative back to you. So keep that in mind. Try to stay positive and realize that on the days that you fall short, or the days that you give power to a story, just simply observe what you're doing and realize, all right, I gave power to a bad story today. Tomorrow's a new day. I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm going to have gratitude for the fact that I realize that I'm storytelling, and that I'm here, and that I have a lot to offer to this world, and I'm going to do that. But you want to get yourself, again, try to stay in a positive frame of mind, because it's oh so important. So that's it for the Law of Attraction. And I'm going to give one more audio here shortly. And we're going to call that one a bonus audio as well. And it's going to be on the topic of success. So I hope all of you will look forward to that and give that a listen. So we'll talk to you all real soon. Keep posting to the blog. Nancy and I are going to keep going out and doing what we can to live up to our end of the bargain as far as warm chattering and providing quality audios for all of you on a day-to-day basis. So take care, and we'll talk to you all soon.